Hi, my name is Sam Carruthers. I'm a youth deacon at First Presbyterian Church of Edmond, and this is my Stories of Faith podcast. When I was in kindergarten, my mom contracted colon cancer. She became very sick and ended up passing away in second grade. It was very hard for me to understand, and I was just grief-stricken, and I fell into despair. Even though I was only in second grade, I spent a lot of time just grieving and screaming, being angry just at the world. And then, you know, I ended up turning on God and asking, God, you could have saved her. You had this power. You have the power. You could have reached down your hand and taken this curse away from her. And at that time, I wasn't aware that God had a plan. You know, I still went to church, and I still love God, and I learned about Him. But I just had this deep and rotten grudge against Him and what He had done. And that hindered my relationship with Him. And even though I was in elementary school, I just remember being angry and asking, why me? Why my family? We were happy, you know? We loved each other, and she was my everything. She got taken away, and I just remember blaming Him, and it hurt. I mean, you know, the other kids didn't understand why I was angry. I remember the math saying, Sam, you've changed. You changed after your mom died, and I remember just getting angry. So you don't understand me. You never will. You can't comprehend the pain I'm going through. This anger and this pain was eating me, tearing me inside out, making me weak. I can't describe the despair and the anger that I fell into. And the irony, I guess, about it was God was the one who could have helped me. And I turned my back on Him and pointed my finger and I said, you are the reason that I am in this position. And I wasn't really thinking that, well, God had better plans for my life. I just knew that I was hurting and I was in pain. And I remember on the limo ride back from the funeral, it's one of the memories I will always have, just screaming, I want my mom, give me back my mom. I want my mom, give her back. I want my mom. And I remember praying and just asking that maybe she would be there, which one day could you send her down? And when, of course, that didn't happen, I would wake up and just hope that she'd be standing there in my doorway. And that didn't happen. I just grow angrier and angrier. It was like, why did you take her away? Why isn't she here with me? And my relationships grew worse. I remember just one day in fifth grade, I started thinking about hell. I finally kind of got the concept of hell and what that meant. And I kind of had to ask myself, like, I loved God and I knew He was our Savior, but this grudge I was holding against Him. And I said, God, take this away from me. I remember laying in my bed and looking up at my ceiling and saying, God, take this anger away from me. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm sorry for turning my back on you. This is not the way I want to live my life, just angry and in pain. And after that, it started getting better. Soon afterward, about 2 years afterwards, my dad remarried and to a very nice woman, Jeannie Carruthers, and I have a new brother, Andrew Williams, and it's just a great experience, and my life is good. And now, being older and more mature, I can look back and say, you know, those times were tough, but there were blessings in all the pain that was happening, you know. While my mom was going through cancer, she had 16 months to live with us, so we got more time than most people do before they pass away from cancer. One of the most amazing things that had happened was, while she was sick, our next door neighbors and some friends of ours decided they'd have a garage sale, and they'd send us on a day trip to, you know, Frontier City or something, and, you know, we could have fun, you know, just the family. And the amazing thing was, when it was all said and done, there were donations, and people came to the garage sale, and everything was cleared out. And, you know, by the time it was done, we were able to go to Disney World for about a week and a half, and that was one of the greatest experiences of my life. And this was about a month before she ended up passing away, and I'm just very grateful for that. And then after she died, I became very close with my dad. He was around us a lot more, and I got to know him a lot better. And, you know, if we just grew very close, and I'm not sure if that would have happened if things had stayed the way they were. And also I grew very close with my little brother, Joe. You know, we were there for each other, and he's a great guy, and he has the biggest heart in the world. And, you know, you just look at him, and he loves everybody, and just a happy kid. And we just grew very close, and we helped each other through. And I'm not sure, and now I know that God has a plan for our lives, and, you know, that is just part of what had to happen, so whatever he needs to happen will happen. And we made it through. There were blessings also. And that's my story.
Hi, my name is Sam Carruthers. Thank you for listening to the Stories of Faith podcast channel, a ministry outreach effort by the youth deacons of First Presbyterian Church of Edmond, Oklahoma. You can learn more about our church and how you can become a part of our loving Christian community by visiting our website at www.fpcedmond.org. Please come worship with us on Sunday mornings at the corner of 10th and Rankin in Edmond, Oklahoma. May God bless you this week. Thank you.